You're listening to SBS News.
Tomorrow will mark 1 year since the government of the Democratic Republic of the Congo declared an outbreak of Ebola in North Kivu province. And yesterday in Goma, a miner working in the province of Ituri became the city's second case of Ebola. He reportedly died this morning.
United Nations Secretary General Staffan Dujarric confirming what health officials long feared. Ebola has reached a transit hub.
And yesterday in Goma, a miner working in the province of Ituri became the city's second case of Ebola. He reportedly died this morning.
It was feared Ebola had been in the city for months. Goma is home to a highly mobile population of more than 2 million people, sharing a porous land border with Rwanda, and also has an international airport. The disease's latest victim was a miner aged in his 40s, returning home from a northeastern province where no cases in the current outbreak had been recorded. Mr. Dujarric says more health workers are being deployed to the city to conduct screenings.
Surveillance at all points of entry and points of control in the area are being stepped up. They're also increasing community engagement, risk communications, and active case finding.
The latest outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo was declared a year ago. So far, more than 1,600 people have perished. The 2014 to 2016 outbreak in West Africa was the largest Ebola outbreak since the virus was first discovered in 1976, with more than 11,000 people dead. The first Ebola death in Goma was reported last month, sparking a wave of concern and leading to a rare global health emergency declaration. Democratic Republic of Congo's governor of South Kivu province, Theo Nungwa Bije, has appealed to people to come forward, as authorities can't determine who might have been in contact with the virus.
We were told that a second confirmed case of Ebola in Goma had contact with a few people. And among these contacts, one would have taken a boat to Bukavu last night. First, there was talk of listing the boats. There are five of them. We were given the name of the suspect. We checked the names of the passengers, and so far, he is not among the passengers arriving. We urge and call for people to act responsibly. When a person is affected or has had contact with Ebola, he has every interest not to hide, because when he hides, he exposes others.
The Global Health Emergency Declaration is the fifth in history and has brought millions of dollars in new pledges from international donors. But some health workers say a new approach is needed to combat misunderstandings in the community. Mr. Dujarric from the UN urging the global community to strengthen its response to Ebola.
This latest case in such a dense population center underscores the very real risk of a spike in disease transmission, perhaps beyond the country's border, and the very urgent need for a strengthened global response and increased donor investment.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.